जत्पादसंश्रयः सूतः मुनयः प्रशमायनाः सद्यः पुनन्ति उपस्पृष्टा सर्धुन्या आप नुसेवया जत्पाद संश्रया सूत मुनया प्रशमायना सद्ध पुनन्तुपस्पृष्टा सद्दो पुनन्तुपस्पृष्टा सर्धुन्नापोनुसेवया यत्पादसंश्रया सूत मुनयः प्रशमायना सद्ध पुनन्तुपस्पृष्टा सर्धुन्नोपोनुसेवया
bring it here.
Lotus feet,
samsraya,
those who have taken shelter of,
Suta,
O Suta Goswami,
Munayaha,
great sages,
Prashamayanaha,
absorbed in devotion to the Supreme,
Sadhya,
at once,
Punanti,
sanctify,
Upasprishta,
simply by association,
Swardhuni,
of the sacred Ganges,
Apaha,
water,
Anusevaya,
bringing into use.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. Please repeat after me. O Suta,
those great sages
who have completely taken shelter of
the lotus feet of the Lord
can at once sanctify
those who come in touch with them,
whereas the waters of the Ganges
can sanctify only after prolonged use.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of the prolonged use of the Ganges water. But one can be sanctified at once by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that any person, regardless of birth, as Sudra, woman or merchant, can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and by so doing can return to Godhead. To take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means to take shelter of the pure devotees. The pure devotees whose only business is serving are honored by the names of Prabhupada, names Prabhupada and Vishnupada, which indicate such devotees to be representative of the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone therefore who takes shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, by accepting the pure devotee as his spiritual master, can be at once purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord because they are engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord. For they deliver out of the material world, the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home, back to Godhead. Such pure devotees are better known as vice lords, vice lords according to revealed scriptures. The sincere disciple of the pure devotee considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always considers himself to be a humble servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. Jat pada sangsraya sutta munaya prashamayana sadda punantupasprishta sardhunno punushevaya. O sutta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in contact with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. So, who is mentioning this? Whose statement is this? Shaunaka Rishi, on behalf of all the sages in Naimisharanya, he is asking the question to Suta Goswami. Oh, Suta Goswami, Suta. Jat Pada Sangsraya, Suta. Jat Pada Sangsraya means by taking shelter of whose lotus feet? Munaya Prashamayanaha. Munaya means great sages, and Prashamayana, absorbed in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Munaya here also means the great devotees of the Lord. Who takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The saintly personalities. And what do they do when they take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord? They become engaged in devotion to that person, to that personality of Godhead. And that's why munaya prashamayana, though absorbed in devotion to the Supreme. So those who are absorbed to the devotion to the Supreme are the pure devotees of the Lord. Although they are addressed here as munaya, munaya doesn't necessarily indicate a pure devotee of the Lord. Munaya can indicate philosophers, sages, even monists, impersonalists are also, like many of the munis, are impersonalists. But of course they are not mayavadis, they are impersonalists, but they are not engaged in devotional service to the Lord. They know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but not engaged in his devotional service. Those personalities, and that means the pure devotees of the Lord who have been completely absorbed in serving the lotus feet of the Lord, they are sadhya. The word sadhya means, this word came yesterday also, sadhya. Sadhya means at once, yes. At once. Sadhya punanti. Punanti means becomes purified. Punya, Punita and Punanti. Those who are pious and those who are purified. Upasprishta means simply by association. Punanti upasprishta. Just by coming in contact with the pure devotees of the Lord and by accepting their instructions, they become, one becomes purified. But sardhunnu swardhunni upa apa anusevaya. Whereas the pure devotee's association sanctifies one immediately, Ganges water also purifies. But how does Ganges water purify? Ganges water purifies anusevaya, after prolonged use. When Ganges is, that is when one regularly takes bath. Just by taking bath once will not serve the purpose. But labhamatra sadhusange sarvasiddhya. But a moment's association of a devotee of the Lord, one becomes purified. And how does he become? He becomes, he can become completely purified. And Prabhupada is pointing out about this association, what this association should be like. Like first thing Prabhupada is pointing out, that these pure devotees of the Lord are the representatives of the Lord. And how does one associate with the pure devotee of the Lord? By surrendering themselves to Him. Like the process of surrender is important. Now what is the meaning of the surrender? Surrender meaning is following the instructions. Devotional service is not a part-time business. Like 5 minutes, I will practice devotional service and rest of the time I will do something else. One may begin with 5 minutes, but one must be concerned that it is increasing. Like we tell devotees, when somebody comes, what do we tell them? Please read Prabhupada's books. Please chant Hare Krishna. At least chant one round. But is the one round the standard? No. What is the standard? We try to bring them to the platform of 16 rounds. And we encourage them to follow the 4 regulative principles. And then they become qualified to take initiation. And then when they take initiation, what does it mean? Now they're actually committing. They're committing to Krishna consciousness. And this commitment is a serious involvement. So, I'll read that part. I thought it was very important. Anyone, therefore, who takes shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee by accepting pure devotee as a spiritual master can be at once purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord because they are engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, for they deliver out of the material, world the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to Godhead. For they can deliver the fallen souls back to the spiritual sky. Such pure devotees are better known as vice lords according to the revealed scriptures. The sincere disciples of the pure devotee considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always considers himself to be a humble servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. So, this is what constitutes the disciplic succession. Like, one surrenders himself to the spiritual master and learns from the spiritual. And then one becomes engaged in serving the spiritual master's mission. And then in course of time, he becomes a spiritual master. So it's not that I'll take spiritual master and let the spiritual master, I take shelter of the spiritual master, and then the spiritual master will take my burden. I don't have to do anything. Spiritual master will, just because I have taken initiation, now spiritual master will carry me back to garden. It doesn't work like that. Spiritual life is essentially business. I was very disappointed with you. That means you don't read Prabhupada's books at home. The way you are reading, I was very disappointed. You are an educated person. Can't even read. Can't even read Hindi, can't even read Sanskrit, can't even read English. It's a simple verse. That means if one practices, then one naturally learns how to study. And what do I learn? What do I understand from this? That at home you are not practicing Krishna consciousness. You've taken initiation, but you are not practicing. Spiritual life, I'm telling, time and time again, is a serious business. It's not a magic. That I'll take initiation and then I'll be elevated to the spiritual sky. Initiation is just the beginning. Initiation, the word itself means beginning. You are beginning, but that's not the end. From the beginning you have to go to the end by practicing the process properly. So, it's a very serious business. Like otherwise, and an opportunity will be lost. First of all, the human form of life is rare. When one takes human form of birth, then one gets a wonderful opportunity. And this opportunity becomes fulfilled when one comes to the platform, spiritual platform. When one takes the guidance of the devotees to make spiritual advancement. But then, he practices the process. And the beginning of the process is to accept the process. That is initiation. Now getting the human form of life, coming in contact with devotees of Krishna, accepting initiation, but even then if we don't practice the process, then what will happen? The opportunity will be lost. So everybody become very serious about your spiritual life. Spiritual life, again, it's a very serious business. We see, like in a material world, if somebody gets a job, and if he doesn't perform, what will happen? He'll be fired from the job. Now we are being engaged, we are being hired by Krishna, appointed by Krishna's representatives. But if we don't perform, then we'll be fired. Become serious, perform in such a way that Krishna will say, yes, he is my good servant. He is my good employee. I want to keep him. So become that good servant of Krishna. Become serious about your spiritual life. Okay, does anybody have any question?
What is different between Mayavad and
Shunyavad? Mayavad and Shunyavad. Mayavad is the philosophy or the doctrine that has been established by Shankaracharya. That is impersonalism. But Shunyavad is what Buddha has established. In English, Shunyavad is called voidism and Mayavad. Shunya means Buddha's teaching is ultimately everything will become nothing. And Mayavad says that ultimately you will become Brahma. That's Shankaracharya. Any other question? Okay, Hare Krishna. Kalki kakhon eshte tumi? মমতাময়ী কি খবর তোমার তোমরা এখানে তুমি ভালো আছো সো বিকাম ভেরি সিরিয়াস হ্যাঁ There is a saying that by touching, that just by tasting one grain of rice, you can see the condition of the whole pot. So similarly, the spiritual master sees just one grain, and becomes serious about spiritual life. Spiritual life is not sentiment. Spiritual life is serious business. Sentiment is not going to make us healthy spiritually. We have to put our heart into it. Everything for Krishna. Your everything, yourself, your family, your everything must be offered to Krishna. That's the ultimate goal, but try to move towards it. The time that you have, make it a point to practice. Read Prabhupada's books. Tell me, if you're regularly reading Prabhupada's books, the Sanskrit verses, then will you have difficulty reading it? No. So when I see that you are having difficulties, then what do I understand? Yeah. So, become serious. And when you come to your spiritual master, be prepared to get chastised. And you all don't laugh. You all also will get chastised when you get, when you make mistakes. Everyone will get chastised. That's the business of spiritual master and that's the business of disciple. Shishya, the word shishya, disciple, means one who is prepared to take chastisement. One who is prepared to take shasan. Suchita is laughing from there. Good. You'll also get it.